All right, everybody, let's go over Brian here from quantlabs.net again, December 10th, 2018. So another set of questions came up regarding this intake of these Python 3 algo trading course. Very awesome stuff. I have to admit, I'm a little overwhelmed with all the info, but making a bit of sense of it. I'm super interested in the Python 3 course. I've looked over CCXT. For those that don't know, that's the wrapper for cryptocurrencies that will talk to 130 plus exchanges throughout the world. Really, really powerful stuff. Anyways, let me restart here. I've looked over CCXT and still not a big coder. I drive construction semi-trucks. That's awesome. It just goes to show people are acknowledging this is as a stable way to hopefully secure their own futures. If I put in another video concerning retirement and so on and so forth as we approach this recession of who knows of what proportions of which could turn into a pretty bad situation as more automation, robotics comes into play. We need to secure a future, and this is probably one of the best ways to go about it. So when you get people like this of different backgrounds, let's say in this case, construction semi-trucks, and not a coder, this person has a lot of strong inner will to get to that point. So let's continue on. Although I did see a past webinar you did in August for converting MT4 to Python, I'm wondering if you saved a video or any info you could point me to about that. Actually, MT4 or MetaTrader 4 for Forex, there's a lot of interest in that. I should do another webinar on the differences between the two, which are very vast. They can talk to each other. But I will tell you this, and I'm not going to name brokers when it comes to Forex. Last week, I've looked at 6 weeks worth of logs in good days, bad days, in Forex. And I'll tell you, the moves are very, very tiny compared to crypto. Even though crypto has been hammered to death, there's still lots of opportunity there with no leverage. So to get the same level of moves with Forex, you'd have to put on 3, 5 times, maybe 10 times the leverage to get the same level of swings, which is a very high risk maneuver when you don't need to do that with crypto. Plus in crypto, the commission fees on the exchanges are very tiny compared to the Forex. The other thing concerning MetaTrader is usually I determine if there's brokers only relying on MetaTrader as their trading platform, it's quite high probability that Forex broker is going to be corrupt and will go against you just based upon the business model of how a Forex operation will build themselves around the business model and the broker of using only MetaTrader, which means no matter how you slice it, you will never make money with that broker. So that is critical to understand, and I should do a general webinar on that or whatever to educate people on that. Namely, I'm gonna have to put as a side note, I can't name brokers because they'll come after me because I don't know if for sure that's what they're doing. But I will tell you, usually MetaTrader as a platform is very good, but at the other end, it's very a red flag that people should be concerned with, just with the broker, no matter what technology they use. And the advantages that you get with something like Python, where you just get more control. Anyways, I'm way off topic here. Sorry about that. Anyways, I did see a webinar you did in August for converting MT4 to Python. And I'm wondering if you saved the video or any info you could point me to that. There's lots of topics I have on this. The problem is that answer your specific question, because there's many people that ask a variety of questions. Two places to go to search for stuff is obviously use my blog. That's one way to go about it. I don't know exactly what you're asking about. That's why I like how to convert Forex MT4 to Python programming webinar might be what you're looking for. So that may be an answer, but I do think that there is trading patterns help me to convert from MT4 to Python. So there's 2 points or 2 references right there just on my blog alone by doing this search MT4. So I could do a webinar on just Q&A on general platforms versus Python and what it offers. I've already just done another question about TradeStation and just try to showcase the advantages of Python over general trading platforms. Interactive Brokers is a totally different model. They don't have their own proprietary trading platform. Yes, it is TWS, but you can also use TWS to talk to like pretty well 4 different programming languages. So it offers a lot versus one platform that just is very constrained and very restricted. Now, I'm coming up with a game plan to afford the Python 3 course. How long will this be available? This will start in the first week of January 2019. I'm planning to do live Q&A questions for Monday and Thursdays throughout those time periods. So basically, you're going to get all those answer questions answered over those 6 weeks. So that will take you the first week of January up until mid-February. And what that will enable you to learn is if you get the course now, in my case, December 10th, you will be leap years ahead to learn the course and get yourself comfortable with it. And then when it comes up to each topic, each week or each session, we'll be able to go over in detail all of the questions that you have on those topics. There's also going to be new material I'll be holding back until we reach those topics. Namely, 2 areas that will be very, very helpful for people is maybe you've not seen the new charts that I have. They're close to live, but it's minute by minute. If you use Binance as your exchange, they do not offer any form of tick data anyways, but you do have the ability to download minute by minute data. So I'll be able to show that chart, how it's done, how I use it. It's very powerful. I'm actually going to be using that to leverage a new potential strategy that I'm going to focus on over the next week. Also, the other thing I'll be focusing on is the product hard wallet for cool storage, the Ledger Nano S. So I just got one, so I'll be playing with that and going through some of the things you may be able to work with in terms of that wallet to secure your cryptocurrency. So it's going to be more than just the algo trading system, but it's going to be how to fund your account as well as your maintenance of a wallet, being able to transfer that over to Binance and do it anonymously, which I'm not going to go into where that can lead. But there's going to be lots of topics that will be introduced in this course. So, that's what I can tell you in terms of the game plan, as you call it, for the course. The earlier you get it, the more you can learn about it. In terms of the accessibility for the course, it'll be a 3-month subscription. And for the price, it's very, 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 very cheap. It's like this, we've already had one person go through the course already. They like it. I'm gonna see if I can use that as a testimonial in an upcoming video or email or whatever, but they seem to like it and have learned a lot already. They're going to be able to take it full advantage of the course because of that. So do keep that in mind. I'm hoping I answer your questions pertaining to this. This will be the way to trade of the future. I don't see it any other way unless you want to be scammed by a broker. If you want to be scammed by exchanges in the world of crypto, but Binance is as closest in terms of the clean shirt that you'll get and out of all the dirty shirts called exchanges in crypto. There's that, and also with all the trading platforms, they're very, very, very expensive. and still very constraining, very restrictive. Python is the way because it's true open source, and with the CCXT, you can talk to over 130 exchanges out there. Maybe two or three of them might be worthwhile, and some other ones may be not so worthwhile, but you have that flexibility. So it's an exciting future, and all the analysis I've done is leading me to this path, as well as some new material I'll be showcasing in this intake. And the way it's shaping up, I'm kind of not wanting to continue past this first intake, and will hopefully, for me, will be the last intake, so that I can focus more on machine learning. As the new TensorFlow 2 comes out, which will change everything in the world of algorithmic trading as the world moves to machine learning. And one of the big advantages you get with something like Python is everything is in Python on top of a lot of the retail trading platforms. We'll try to use the word machine learning, but it will be just true crap that they put out just for marketing purposes. But if you're not on a library like or framework like Google TensorFlow or the PyTorch, I really think it's not true machine learning. It's going to be really, really restricted. Whereas the other ones is, again, open source, not restricted. It'll be free, and you can do what you like with it. So that's where I'll be focusing going into next year on. So I just wanted to address these questions, and I'm going to probably have more out of this. But the sooner you get in, you'll have access right away to everything, to the course, and you could take full advantage of learning it. But when it comes to the intake stuff, I'm not going to be doing a lot of presentations of stuff that's already there. It's more for live interaction. So you've got Q&A, we'll cover it, whatever you need. Okay, so hopefully that gives you a better plan. And again, that's starting first week of January 2019 for 6 weeks. Mondays and Thursdays are the plan for the course material and each module that I've presented in the course. Any other questions, let me know before them. And if you want to jump on it now, there's no real deadline on the pricing or anything like that, but it's there at what it is, which is pretty good price if you ask me. Anyways, we shall talk to you soon, and hopefully I'll answer this guy's questions, and I'm sure, as I said, there'll be more to come. Later.